According to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click dancestlewis.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Not in a very good mood, but I'm going to be in a better mood shortly. And somebody out there listening is going to help me get there. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's May. It's May Day. When I was in fifth grade, you know those things that you do in school that you're forced to do and you're embarrassed?
Everything.
Even though other kids are doing them, you're still embarrassed. We had to do the maypole dance with girls.
Yeah, I think that had stopped by the time I was in school.
And even though every other kid has...
You just hold a ribbon in your hand, right?
Yeah, and you walk around and zigzagging in and out of each other till you crisscross the maypole.
Oh.
What was the point?
I don't know.
What did we really accomplish by doing that? And it's funny because you don't want the girls in school to see you doing it, even though everybody has to do it. It's still sort of like you're just thinking they're looking at you going, what a dork. Look at that guy doing the maypole dance. But even, the basketball players.
That was kind of like we did square dancing.
Oh, yeah, we did that
some
too.
Of our – it was linked into PE class.
Yes.
We did square,
so was mine.
What was that about?
At PE, we did the maypole dance.
Ugh.
Certain things just, I know that the psychologists say, well, it promotes social interaction. Really? How about this? How about you just let us make out with the girls during PE? And that's what we really want to do anyway, and that's social interaction. You can monitor it and go, you're going too far. Mm-hmm. Don't touch. You can monitor it. Why couldn't
they have...
That
is so awkward. Yeah.
Why couldn't they have in school, especially high school, a class on how to make out and with respect? I'm serious. How to respectfully make out with a girl? What's wrong with that?
I don't think they would have taught that at the Catholic schools I went to.
Well, they could teach it anywhere, but they should teach it. So here we are, another show, another Wednesday, another May. The May of 2013. Now, here's why I'm kind of in a bad mood. I'd be in a worse mood if it hadn't been for Whitey. Whitey sent me an email, said he wanted to give $100 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So, that kept me from being in a really bad mood. So because Dan Strauss is the world's worst producer, now we're having trouble with our total.
Uh-oh.
We know we have $2,000. We think we have $2,100 or $2,200, but Dan, who's
yesterday,
in charge of this, has messed something up here.
Yeah, I think I may have forgotten to write one down.
Well, no. I guarantee you did. We are at like 2,200 or something, and we still have seats at our trivia table. Now, folks, I know you're getting tired of hearing about this. Here's the way to end it. Here's the way to absolutely put an end to this. I need about another $1,000. Two would be great, but I need $1,000, and here's why. Last year, our table was responsible for $3,000 to Window World Cares that went to St. Jude. I'm not going backwards. I'm not going to go to them this year and go, well, I'm sorry, we just couldn't do it again this year. That's not how I roll. We're not doing that. We're a forward-moving station. This is a station that everything about the show, forget the station, I take that back. The station's backward-moving. But we, as a show, every day we've been on the air, we've done better and better and better. Ratings higher and higher and higher. Revenue.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Okay, not that. But when it comes to the charity stuff, we're very serious. Now, let me see if I save the email, because I got a really interesting email. And this guy, I think, is onto something, and I think he's got a pretty good idea. Hang on here. I thought I kept it. Maybe I didn't. Whitey, thank you for the $100. Let's start there. Now, and I apologize to the person who sent me this suggestion, because it's a good one. He said, Frank, what about this? What if you promised to do, and what I'm about to say here is something we haven't done for, I would say, 12 years. Tell the sausage joke.
Oh.
You've been pretty adamant about
this. This is how desperate I am to beat last year's number, but I'm going to take it even further.
Whoa.
If somebody wants to give me enough money,
private telling,
I will come to your house and tell you.
Ooh, wow.
and tell you the sausage joke. That's how badly I want this money for St. Jude. So that's just going to cost you. If I come to your house, and by the way, you need to live within 50 miles of the station. If you live in Springfield, Illinois, I don't know. You better have a big check. I'd still do it. But the check would have to be huge. I'd still do it. So that's a possibility. Now, if you call here and say, okay, give you $300 to come to my... No. That's not going to happen. So we need, in the course of this show, I'd like to shut this down today. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, May 18th, which is 17 days away, is a Saturday night. It's the 7th annual Window World Trivia Night. All the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Every year we have a table. 8 people at the table. 4 of those people will be Peon and his wife, Dan and his girlfriend, and then 4 of you. I'm at a wedding in Illinois that night and all day that day. So we need 2 couples. Think of the fun you'd have if you're aiming the Peon.
Oh, my goodness.
Hanging with Dan and Peon.
Yeah.
Trivia, eating, drinking.
There's no price you can put on that.
There's no price. Thank you. Well said.
Thank you.
There's no, it's priceless. We need today to have bidders. These bidders so far, they're not bidding on sitting at the table. They're just generous to the tune of $2,200. So we're down to the point now where for something like $500 a couple, you could very well get yourself a seat at that table. I don't know what else to say. That's where we are. That's what we need. 314. You know what I could do? I could do like they do on Channel 9 when they have the bank of phone callers and they just go, we're just going to stand here until somebody calls.
Have everybody in the room stand up and then sit
everybody
down.
Everybody stand up and nobody's going to be seated till all the phones are ringing. We don't have a bank of phones.
I don't think I can do that.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Wearing out.
But we're going to think of some horrible punishment if we don't come up with this money today. So 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And here's who I'm appealing to. You people with money, right now, see you sitting in the BMW, in the Mercedes, you know who you are. You got enough money. You got plenty of money. You can't help a hospital that saves kids' lives at no charge. Since 1962, they haven't charged one family to save the lives of thousands and thousands of kids. Shame on you. You know who you are. Come on. You got money. Had a good year last year. Just did your taxes. Probably got some money back even. Didn't pay as much as you thought you'd have to pay. You know who you are. Help us out here. Burke segment. Do we have any?
Really don't today.
What is going on?
I don't either. There's nothing.
First softball game tonight, and I'm nervous about it just because I was a slug all winter and horribly out of shape. So.
Well, I tried to tell you, be more like me. APG, work out, work maybe, out, yeah. work out. That's my Dan, see if that's a money call, just real quickly, because I'm on this money thing today for St. Jude. I don't want to pass up what could be a money call.
I'm still doing my yoga, though. I did that yesterday.
So we have no Burke segment.
I don't think so.
All right, let's shut it down. Let's close it. Burke segment's officially closed. What, were you going to tell me now you had something?
No. Okay. No, I went to the ball game last night. It was our media night game.
We went to a luncheon.
The Cardinals do a luncheon for the media.
Is that where all the radio people are?
Yeah.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah.
Was every jerk in radio that we can't stand there? Were they
no, and I think a lot of them went to the hockey game.
So it was a small tournament.
No, yeah. Yeah, but it was just seats. We were in seats. We were kind of spread out and sprawled out all over the place. It was a good time, though.
Okay. Well, the Burke segment's closed. You can't.
No, you can't even talk about that.
I'm sorry.
You can't contribute now. All right. We got a lot of time to talk and play today. I think it looks like we have Dr. Doug Pernikoff coming up next hour. Now it's all yours. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. The one thing I would like to do is ask those of you who are listening, because here's the deal. Everybody wants to know everybody else's money situation. If you're honest, not everybody, but most people, I bet he makes a lot of money. I bet she's making more than I'm making, I bet. We have the same kind of job. Everybody's interested in what everybody else has.
That's what I got to find the name of that show that's coming out soon where they reveal in an office everybody's salary.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That'll cause some fighting. But people do. They want to know what the neighbor. Oh, look, the neighbor's got a new car. He must have gotten a raise. They want to know. Most people are curious. They want to know. They're nosy. And it doesn't really mean anything, because if somebody makes more or has more, they could also have a horrible, miserable thing in their life that you don't know about, and you think you want to trade places with them. But if you knew the whole story, you really wouldn't. So here's my question to you, the listeners. And I think this would just be interesting to find out. What is the single biggest unexpected expense you ever had? What hit you didn't see coming? And it took a giant chunk out of maybe not only your savings, but maybe for the next few years you'll be paying this off. That's the first part. Second part is, what's the biggest windfall, unexpected windfall you ever got? Did you get a call that somebody died in your family and left you a bunch of money? Did you win a lottery, a scratch-off ticket, or a Powerball ticket? Did you get a giant bonus you didn't expect to get? Biggest unexpected expense, biggest unexpected influx of money, windfall. We'd love to know what those are. Off to the phones we go. They're ringing. Dan is obviously talking to the same person.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
Dan, is that person going to go on hold or to hang up on him?
He's donating.
He's donating. Don't hang up on him.
Jump to conclusions too quick.
That taught me a lesson. Folks, be patient. Dan is taking a donation call. We may hit our mark today. I am not going backwards on this. We are not going to have less than less. Please be patient. Joy Behar has a show. Did you know that she has another show?
No.
Get this. I stumbled on this accidentally last night. I flip around and I see Joy Behar. I can't stand
her. She had that one on HLN for a while,
right,
I guess.
Well, you know what she's on now? And here's the channel identification. It'll say AMC, TBN, TBS, HLN. This one said CRNT. And I thought, missed it by one letter. You missed it by one letter.
Oh, is that Al Gore's current TV?
Yes.
Okay.
But when you look at CRNT, all I could see was this other word that I thought would be the perfect channel for Joy Behar. So if you like Joy Behar, and who does,
she's on
the CRNT, the current TV channel. She's one of those things you can't get rid of. You can't get rid of. Let me take a phone call. This is Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Frank? Hey, I'm in the VM.
Going great. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, the biggest expense, I guess you could say, at one time was about $7,000 from the IRS.
Oh, don't you hate that?
I wasn't real happy with it.
No, I've had that happen. I've had that call from the accountant going, well, I got some bad,
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? You can't. Yeah. There's no fighting.
And yeah, there's nothing. You can't. You go, well, I'm not going to pay it.
We'll just keep tacking on more money.
What are you going to do?
No, there's not much anyway. And I've never had a windfall.
Yeah, I don't think most of us. I don't think have. I had one. I'll tell you about it after we hang up here. Thank you for the call. The only sort of windfall I had was I worked for a guy who I really kind of think was like a semi crook. He wasn't really a crook, but he
some shadiness.
Yeah, he had some little maneuvers, and we had a pension and profit sharing plan. And when I left there, I said I'd like to get out my part and move it. And he said, he had his girl tell me this. Well, you can't do that because he controls it.
What?
And it's a special. And I thought, what? Wait a minute. So I made a couple of calls, some legal calls. And everybody I talked to said, we never heard of such a thing. You leave there, you should be able to take. So I kind of made a little bit of a stink out of it. And when his girl got a call from my attorney, all of a sudden, the money that she said to me cannot be touched. When I'm 65, she said, I'll get my whatever.
Oh,
and whatever
sure.
has happened.
He gets to hold on to it all that time.
See, he can
make money on it.
But he can also claim that, well, I lost money on all the investments. He can play with it. Interestingly, once I sicked an attorney on him, I go to the mailbox. Now, I'm 20. Hang on here. I'm 20. 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm about 29 or 30. I'm very old. There's a check in the mailbox for $26,000.
Which is like
$1 million to me.
Wow.
And an accompanying letter said, here are your profit sharing pension from the program you have invested in. But he was not going to cut it loose. And I thought, sometimes it pays to just sick the bloodhounds on people. So that would be one sort of windfall that I had unexpected, was that check. This should be John. Hello, John.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
How are we?
We're doing great.
Hey, two things real quick. Frank, I called you guys last week, if you remember, when we were talking about that West Texas the fireman memorial and all that.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Westboro Baptist Church yahoos?
Well, we talked about them last week. If you're talking about they're going to protest the funerals of the people in the Boston Marathon bombings, and if you, unless you have something else, yeah, I knew about that.
Well, they went down to Texas, and I'm a Texan. I got married and drug up here, but
drug up here. Yeah. Sounds like you're happy about it.
So they show up, and the sheriff there in West Texas, you know, welcomes them, welcome to Texas, and says, and I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but hey, see that building over there? That's what we call the county jail. And everybody turn around and head that away. So they said, you can't do that. And he said, the hell I can't, because I've got 24 hours to charge you jackasses with something, and I'm going to be busy for about the next 23 and a half, so let's go. And they sat in jail that whole time.
Good for him. Round of applause for the sheriff. Sometimes you have to bend the law a little bit, especially if you're dealing with creeps that nobody cares about.
Well, I'm proud of them. That's and I'd like to say only in Texas would a sheriff do something like that.
Now, you know about the guy who bought the house across the street from that church. Those Westboro, those people are in Topeka, Kansas, and it's at Wichita or Topeka. I think it's Topeka. And some guy found out there was a house for sale right across from them. He bought it just so he could paint it in the gay rainbow color.
Yeah.
And he painted it in rainbow color just to screw with them. And he didn't even need the house. He just had money. He thought, screw these people. I'll make them look at the rainbow colors every day. All right.
And the other thing is, real quick, is I was reading NBC News today, and you know over in Afghanistan and Iraq, we have those huge tank-type vehicles that are you can't blow them up.
Right.
I think they call them a mastiff. Well, today I was reading that the Al-Qaeda finally figured out a way to penetrate them and blow them up, and they killed about three people in one of these things.
Uh-huh.
My question is, why in the world would we broadcast that they figured it out so they can continue just to do what they're doing now?
Because sometimes we're stupid.
Yeah.
We're stupid. You know, the same, the, like the stuff that I see that we put out. First of all, anything that's on TV can be viewed all over the world. Every network, every cable channel. So whatever we say, the enemy hears it. And sometimes I'm stunned at the stuff we tell them. It's amazing.
Yeah, the headline is Taliban strike, first fatal blow against heavily armored vehicle. And it's, like you said, it's all over the world now.
And they're popping champagne corks when they see that. They're woohoo! You know, that thrills them to death.
Exactly. But anyway, enjoy the day. Thanks, guys.
Anyway. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Yeah, he almost made it to the end, but he didn't. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm good. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I guess this counts as a windfall. My girlfriend and I have, now this goes back a while ago, but we were in a head-on car accident. Got hit out on Highway 109, and she had I was driving her Fiero. And you remember those little Fieros?
The Pontiac Fiero. What a horrible car.
Oh, yeah. And they had a bunch of lawsuits later because of
didn't they have
engines caught on fire?
It was a mid-engine car, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was the best thing about those was they had a roll bar like a Jeep. And we were hit head-on, knocked down an embankment about 100 feet, and I don't know if we rolled or not. I hit my head on the driver's side window, and I had a head injury, and I was in a coma for 9 days or something.
Oh, wow.
And came out of it, and you know what? I mean, completely lucky that, you know, I don't remember. I don't remember 10 minutes before, and I don't remember 9 days after. But my girlfriend and I had this windfall of money. I had got $100,000 from the car accident.
Beautiful.
Of which 30-some-odd% goes to the lawyer right off the bat. You
right.
know, and he is quick to tell you, now this is why I'm making my money. This is why I'm making my money right here. This, you know, and do all this stuff. So, so I had $69,000. And the funny thing about it was.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm goodness. So sorry, Dan. I'm so sorry. When you said 69, these guys laugh. I don't know what that's about. Let me ask you a quick question. Did you have to pay taxes on after the attorney, the rest of it?
Did not pay taxes on any of it.
Good.
Maybe, and I shouldn't say that out loud. Maybe they'll go back and look.
No, they would have filed. The insurance company would have filed a form, and you'd have heard from the feds. I didn't know if that was taxable or not.
The funny thing about it was my lawyer says, well, let's go after her liability. It was a 16-year-old girl. Her liability was $100,000. He said, you could go after more. You're not going to get it. He said, now, if she had $300,000 liability, we'd sue for $300,000. How about that? That, you know, my life, I mean, I was 50-50 chance of living that first night. I was 50-50 of living through this whole thing. And my life was worth $100,000 because that's what the insurance said it was worth.
Well, and it's a good point. You can't get what somebody doesn't have. You know, when I see
she's 16, you're going to take her to, you know, what? So they give you $200,000. You're going to be suing her for $100,000 of her own personal money that she'll be paying out for the next 50 years or whatever.
And here's the thing. We see stories all the time, and we hear them where, let's say, a drunk driver killed somebody and their kids get killed or whatever, and the judgment is, okay, whatever, prison time, probation, and $500,000 fine. Well, nobody ever sees the $500,000 because they don't have it. And the guy that was drunk doesn't have insurance. Good luck. Good luck.
That was what he told me. He said, you can go for it. But if she, now, you know, that was the funny thing about it was, if her liability was $300,000, that's what we'd go for. Because that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get a penny over that because she doesn't have it.
He's a smart lawyer. And by the way, without him, he took 30%, but without him, you wouldn't have gotten the 60 whatever.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. There
appreciate
you go.
It.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break. I got an interesting text here. And to the texter, if you're listening, I need you to call. If you missed the numbers, and as you said you did in your text, here's how you call and get a hold of Dan and then verify that this text is legit. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or toll free. And I know that I even understand the toll free thing anymore. Nobody pays.
No,
I don't get it either.
It's 888-550-KTRS. So please call him now. Did you just talk to him?
No, I did not. I had someone that is interested in sitting at the table.
Okay, take this call. This is the call I just wanted to ask for, because this is huge. And this is going to push us right where I need to be. And then we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll update you and tell you where we are with this. And thanks, Dan, for the call. Our topic, we don't have a topic ever, but if we did, it would be unexpected windfall. Money you didn't know you'd have coming to you in your life so far, or an expense, a big expense you didn't see coming that really changed your life. Thompson Price. This will change your life. New kitchen, new bathroom, changed our house. It probably is what kept us from moving. Because the thing we hated, we've been in our house for 26 years. The thing we hated the most about our house was the kitchen. It was big enough, but it was laid out wrong. It was goofy. The original design was goofy. It had cabinets that separated us from the family room. So there was a barrier. I like open. I like to stand in the kitchen and look out and look in the family room and see the TV in there. I like it open. And that was the one thing we didn't have. And I didn't think we could until Thompson Price came out and said, we can take all that out of there. That's not a support beam. That's not anything that's necessary. We'll move it. That whole section will be open. And they did. And then they did some other things, too. Like talked us out of an appliance that I'll tell you what it is. I don't care if I make the manufacturer mad. It was a Sub-Zero refrigerator. Remember when the cool thing to have was Sub-Zero? Yeah.
The chrome.
Let me tell you something. We got friends that aluminum. We have friends that have an LG refrigerator, the same people that make the TVs. It's the most incredible refrigerator I've ever seen. It'll knock your socks off. You open it up, and it's the whole thing is lit blue inside. It's LG makes it. So we thought, let's get a Sub-Zero refrigerator because that's the thing to get. And Tom Price said, you don't have to do that. He said, you're going to pay money you don't need to pay that you could put into something else really slick in this house or this kitchen. And he made some recommendations, a couple that were every bit as good and half the price. And that refrigerator is still 17, 18 years later, purring like a kitten. It'll probably go for 30 years. And I guess my point to you is when people think of Thompson Price as, well, it's probably a little expensive. No. They have ways of making sure you get your money's worth. Not going to be the cheapest way to go, but do you want that? I don't think you do. You'd be better off to wait till you can do it right. And then when you're ready to do it right, Thompson Price. Find out more at thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, baseball just got out, so traffic is going to start getting heavy here pretty quick. Right now, you're looking just a little bit slow from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 64. It is heavy as you approach Hampton through McCausland on westbound 64. Westbound 70, you're slowing now just west of 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. And on southbound 270, busy between Manchester and Gordie Ferry. It's heavy again, 44 up through Gravois. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the Fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tortillas. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back in 1922, Warren G. Harding was president. The St. Louis Browns played baseball, and 5:50 a.m. went on the air. And the reaction was...
Sounds lovely, but we cannot see the person speaking.
And now, 91 years later, you can see the person speaking on KTRS-TV.
Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com, click play on the homepage, and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV. Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guest callers, news, and sports live as it happens. KTRS TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. To receive their free cruise, all they had to do was call Holiday Cruise Line during our recent radio free cruise promotion. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed a free cruise to the Bahamas. Please call in the next 5 minutes. Call 1-800-400-0861. We're promoting free cruises because once you try one of our cruises, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free cruise includes your cabin, meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, and a chance to win thousands in cash prizes. You're only responsible for a small port fee. Discover why Porthole Magazine named us Best Bahamas Getaway Cruise 3 years running. Be the next listener to enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. 1-800-400-0861. Act fast. 1-800-400-0861.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last. But for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment. Consolidate your debts. Pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today,
636-230-5800. Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
This ring once belonged to my mom's grandmother. Mom gave it to me to keep until I had a daughter of my own. Next year, my daughter turns 21. I think it's time to pass on the family legacy.
Any jeweler can show you what they have. Paramount Jewelers brings your dreams to life. For custom jewelry and repair, a huge selection, and great graduation gifts, look no further than Paramount Jewelers on Manchester across from Maplewood Square.
Thank you, Paramount Jewelers.
Paramount Jewelers, sparkling since 1946. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Rolldown. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Garden View Care Centers presents Molly Ringwald.
Don't you forget about me.
Experience an evening of live music and entertainment with singer and film star Molly Ringwald. Jazz at the Bistro May 14th and 15th. You remember Molly in film classics like 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink. Enjoy her unique jazz stylings from her debut album, Except Sometimes, 7:30 and 9:30 nightly. Tickets at the Jazz St. Louis box office, 314-289-4030 or online at jazzstl.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah. This is what I call drive fast music.
I don't need.
Check the rearview mirror. Make sure there are no cops behind you. And
I don't need a big
step on it for a minute.
I got
somebody on the phone that I don't know, but I want to talk to him. Charlie, are you there?
I am.
How are you, Charlie?
Good.
I don't
good.
Know you. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know your last name, but I know that we've...
I do know you.
You do?
I do. Oh, by AM and PM.
How do we know each other?
I only met you one time. You were Bachelor of Ceremonies when my best friend retired from his job, and you you were there, and you did an excellent job. We laughed our brains out at you. And that was all. That was the only time that
what
I met
was
you.
Was it at what used to be the Breckenridge Frontenac?
No, it was in Clayton at, I can't think of the name of the, it was in Clayton.
The Ritz?
Was he a meat cutter? A meat man?
No, he was the chief of police, matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I don't remember that. But, so we don't know each other, but we met once years ago. All right,
yep.
I'm not going to reveal your last name because this is charity, and sometimes it causes people to get hit up by other people. But here's our good dilemma that we have.
Yes, sir.
I got a call, a text, actually, and then it was confirmed in a phone call to Dan from a guy by the name of Chris at CMB Construction. Mm-hmm. And he says they want to donate $1,000 to sit at our table with Pian and Angela and with Dan and his girlfriend. Now, the dilemma is you have offered, according to Dan, to bid $500. Essentially, their bid of $1,000 for two couples is the same as your bid of $500 because it's $500 per couple would be the way I break it out. So what we have to do is try to keep their $1,000, which I think they'll be more than happy for us to keep, to let one couple sit at the table and then put the squeeze on you for a little more so you can have the other spot for the other couple at the table. So how much could I hit you for above and beyond the 500?
Well, you don't have to do that because I'll tell you what, they can bring them to there because I talked to my fiance and she said, when I explained to Dan about our baby situation, and that she will not leave that little guy for anything. And she said, why didn't you ask me first? I said, well, it didn't have time. Anyway, so I will give you. Anyway.
So you're saying we can have your 500 and still give the spot for the two couples to C&B Construction?
Yes.
You are a beautiful human being.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You're a beautiful dude.
I appreciate that. I really do, Charlie. And you have a young son, right?
I have. He's a year and 7 months.
Healthy.
And,
healthy.
Healthy as a horse. I'm 68 now. And
whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How old's your wife?
Yeah, how old's your wife?
Her fiance.
She just turned 41.
Beautiful.
You're our kind of guy.
Our hero.
Our hero. Dan didn't participate in What the World Needs Now. I'd like to sing it again for
solo.
Here we go. No, a cappella. Here we go.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, you just pushed us up to about the $4,000 mark, which is about $1,000 more than we had last year. So you and CMB Construction, between the two of you, I thank you so much. Did Dan give you information where to send the check?
No.
Well, that's Dan.
What? Well, he was going
to. I'm going to put you on hold, and he'll tell you to make the check out either to Window World Cares.
He did say Window World, because we use I just had Window World. Well, I just last year put a sliding glass doors in my house.
It's a perfect listener.
And a friend of mine just had $14,000 worth of windows put in his house, and he's the one to recommend it.
Wow.
You can make it out to Window World Cares. That's the charitable arm. It all goes right to St. Jude Children's Hospital. You could even make it out to St. Jude if you wanted to. You on with Dan. He'll tell you where to send the check. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Okay. All have
right.
a good one.
And good luck with that little boy.
Thank you.
Put him on. We've done it. We've done it. It doesn't have to be over. Even though it's over, it's not really over. If somebody feels real generous, and now I feel really good, I'm going to call the Window World people and go, pass this along to the other radio stations. And embarrass them. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris, too. Wow, that now I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. I'll tell you for another reason I'm in a good mood. I talked to Mr. Meany this morning. And I said, how's business? He says, better than last year. And last year was fantastic. And you know what this tells me?
Oh, what did they do different to this year than last
year? Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, they're on the show.
Oh. That's probably just a coincidence.
Probably. Now, this is what's so funny. I rarely listen, almost never, to other radio stations. But today, I did. And there's a reason I did. We have a former contributor to our show who started a new gig today. And I wanted to hear a little bit of it. And one of the segments was one of these women who's a shopping pro. And she came on, and it's deals and steals or whatever. And she's telling you the great bargains out there. And here's what she had. I'm not going to tell you where it was, but she said you can buy a complete patio set. Now, this is chairs, table, cushions, and a love seat for $199.
Whoa.
I got news for you. You can't buy good cushions for $199.
No.
Now, how long do you think that set?
It probably won't even last a season.
No. Mid-season, the chairs will fall out from under these people. If you're looking for that, Amini's cannot help you. They don't sell junk. Without seeing that product, I can tell you, I've lived long enough to tell you, that's junk. A complete patio set for $199 is absolute junk. Now, Amini's is having they had a fantastic April, and what that tells me is we got a lot of people listening who actually do want quality. And if they can't afford it now, they'll wait until they can and do it right. You want patio furniture? You want some of the best patio furniture made in the world. And by the way, most of it's made in the United States of America. That's the other thing you'll like. It is really good quality stuff. Then you need to go take a look at what Amini's has, as well as look at all the other great things at Amini's, the Jaffe lighting selection upstairs and the pool tables, the pinball machines and the jukeboxes and all that stuff. It's a tremendous store. Take your whole family. Let the kids play the games for free while you shop. They're in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. Aminis, thank you for making April so good. May is going to be good as well. I can tell. This is a great audience. Amini's, Aminis, Amini's.com.
Let's get another look at the highways right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, now you've got the baseball traffic and rush hour traffic all starting to merge together, and eastbound 64 is slowing just a little bit east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 64, you're slow through Vandeventer, also again from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Southbound 270, it's heavy now approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On southbound 55, still a pretty good run, although you do sort of bunch up a little bit as you round the curve at 3200 South Broadway. And then on westbound 70, you are now slow from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tortillas. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
On the next Morning Quickie, great to have our friend Scott Schaefer back from Blade Tech Inc. He's got a very busy spring going, but he's got time for us, to talk about tech and possibly fix my tongue. On the next Morning Quickie, we start at 10.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. Do you know what AZEK is? Well, I discovered it's a great company that makes weather and insect-resistant decking, railings, trim pieces, and beautiful pavers. I discovered the AZEK products at Outdoor Living and found out they were building my new deck with them. The folks at Outdoor Living chose AZEK materials because of their beauty, color selection, durability, and ease of maintenance. Come spring, I just hose off my walkway and deck, and they're ready for the summer. Why not visit Outdoor Living? They're right there on Holmes Avenue at Big Bend and I-44. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or go to the website at OutdoorLivingInc.com. When you visit the showroom, you'll be able to see all the AZEK materials, and you'll soon learn why the folks at Outdoor Living just love them. So have Outdoor Living design your new deck, fence, or walkway. Beauty, value, and durability. That's what you'll find at the place that built my deck, Outdoor Living.
You wanted it. You got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install. Easy to finance. Easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
In a national poll, 7% of all drivers say they watch videos often or sometimes while driving. Yep, they're out there. Hopefully you're in a Volvo. A message from SunTrip, the St. Louis Volvo dealer, on Manchester and in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Call Scott Lee Heating at 314-756-9444 to get the savings and comfort of a new Lennox heating and cooling system.
You know what? I didn't mean to, but last night I watched The Sin of a Woman, because when I came to it on TV, it was at that scene where he's at that
and he
there's a line in there where Al Pacino says, "I'm just getting warmed up." Play, you got that? Play that. I'm just getting
warmed up. I'm just getting warmed up.
Well, we're just getting warmed up. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim, I cannot thank you enough. I'm sitting here going, whoo, we made it. We're at about $4,000. And then Tim calls and says, "I don't want to sit at the table, but I want to throw in another $500.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I'm just getting warmed up. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful thing. Hey, the offer still stands. If you want to write a check that's big enough, I'll come to your house and tell you the sausage joke. That's going to take a huge check. I'm not kidding to do that for St. Jude. Life Care Center of Florissant. I'm going to be having lunch with those people next week. I'll give you an update when I go. I'm looking forward to it, too. And I don't know if we're going to eat at Life Care Center or go out, because it doesn't matter to me. Because the restaurant, the cafeteria, the food there is first class. Everything about Life Care Center is first class. It has to be, or nobody'd want to go there, because it's an elective thing. In other words, you get out of the hospital, you can't go home yet, you need to go somewhere. We want you to choose Life Care Center. Check it out in advance. Not a nursing home. Nothing about it that's depressing, that seems like, oh my goodness, I don't want to go there. Are you kidding me? How long will I be there? Well, the average stay is 27 days. It's a first class, five star. I've given it the five star rating because that's how you let people know something is really, really good. Transitional care. Out of the hospital, but not quite ready to go home, this is your place. Life Care Center of Florissant. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsor tab, and then you'll see it. Life Care Center, take you right to their website. Take a good close look at this beautiful place. Life Care Center of Florissant, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News.